So I was walking around. I was just walking to McDonald's, I think. I think I was walking to McDonald's. I don't really remember. Because the cow death was calling to me, and I just wanted the taste of yummy cow death in my face. And, you know, a demonic-looking clown selling me cow death to chew on is just too much fun not to want to be a part of. So I was walking to get my cow death, and I go by a gas station, and the gas is like $9 million a gallon. Absolutely stupid gas prices, and even God can't get across town now. What it costs to fill your tank now, 10 years ago you could have driven to fucking Jupiter. This shit costs more than Phyllis Diller's face now. And drop this in your gas tank? What? Are you fucking crazy? I want to inject this shit. Any fluid this expensive you're supposed to shoot into your arm, and it makes you so stupid happy you wouldn't care if a Puerto Rican with hepatitis was chewing your crotch off. So here we are. Gas is more expensive than Tammy Faye Baker's fucking manicure, and everyone is pissed off. This just...
My God, this is preposterous. This is outrageous. This is more expensive than that time I went to Las Vegas and accidentally fucked 83 Jewish prostitutes.
And everyone's all pissed off about it, but everyone is still buying it. We're still buying metric fuck tons of this stuff every single day. We're all lined up at the gas pumps with our pants pulled down going, oh God, I'm being raped by an enormous corporate penis and it's sucking my soul out of my ass. I think I'll do this every day for the rest of my life. And there we are again the next day with our cheeks spread, ready to be Exxon's trailer bitch and acting like some pitiful rape victim who has to eat Haagen-Dazs and take showers all day. And so I'm thinking, why are we putting up with this? Why haven't we formed a massive angry mob and started kicking somebody's ass for this? Why haven't we started setting babies on fire on the White House lawn for this? I mean, there isn't a disagreement about this. It's unanimous. Everyone is pissed off enough to ship broken glass about this. Ain't nobody out there whose nipples are getting hard over paying more for a tank of gas than a truckload of fucking cocaine. This isn't like when the whole country couldn't decide if Michael Jackson was date raping the audience of Sesame Street or not. Everyone is pissed off. So why are we doing anything? Why are we just sitting here with our thumbs up our butts, sucking on the massive oil tit of the Middle East and going about our day, pissing and whining and otherwise doing shit all about it? This isn't what we need to be doing. What we need to be doing is going, eat shit, and not buy one more fucking drop. Not one more fucking drop. Remember the Boston Tea Party? We need to have the Washington Gas Party. We need to drive to Washington, D.C., siphon out what's left in our tanks all over that sumbitch, and burn it to the fucking ground. Why aren't we doing this? We could even go a step further and say, you know, fuck it, we're not going to work, and just sit at home and drink beer. And you know what would happen if we did that? You know what happened? The entire country would fucking shut down. That's what. No electricity, no phones, no airline flights. It all goes away. I'm talking shutting it down to the point that even the Amish are going, man, they ain't got shit. Just stock up on booze, sit down in a lawn chair, and watch it all fall apart until they take that smelly government dick out of our asses. And ooh, we'd see some panic then, wouldn't we? Yeah, we'd see our government getting off their asses and earning their paychecks then, huh? And all we'd have to do is decide to do it. We could do this. This isn't some theoretical Star Trek shit. This isn't like Bush's Schrodinger's brain here. We could do this anytime we wanted to, and the gas problem would be solved in less than a week. So why aren't we? Why are we just going through life happily taking the dick? I'll tell you why. Because we don't have the balls to accept the consequences of our ideals anymore. That's why. Because sure, we'd love to save the world, but not if we have to miss fucking Oprah. Because there ain't nobody left who'd be willing to go through the smallest inconvenience to make a change for the better. We're not the same people who strapped some logs together, told Britain to fuck off, and floated across the ocean with our middle finger in the air, okay? Those people had balls, ladies and gentlemen. Those were people who used to give their lives to save a 5-acre plot of farmland. Now, we wouldn't go a day without broadband to save the whole fucking country. We won't do anything that could possibly get in the way of being lazy, fat, unmotivated, wasteful American slime fucks. So, you know what? If it's too much of a bother for you to sacrifice some comfort to keep yourself from being raped, then you fucking deserve to be raped. I hope the gas prices go higher. I hope you're paying $10 a gallon soon, and I'm gonna laugh at you because I haven't bought a drop of gas in 8 months. Until this country is ready to stop being useless pussies and do something about it, then I don't want to hear one more fucking complaint about gas prices. Maybe, just maybe, if we started standing by our convictions, then this place might start turning back into the United States of America again. This is Two, your cow death-eating ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.